Welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, November 13th, 2025, and we have a lineup of technology headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Surf Air Mobility Inc., NYSE SRM 2025 Q3. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on Surf Air Mobility Inc. M for the 2025 Q3. SRFM reported revenue, AJ EBITDA, and AJ EPS of $29.2 million and $9.9 million and Sixforce respectively, showing progress on the transformation plan. Operational reliability improved with a strengthened systems operations center. SRFM made capital structure improvements post-quarter, refinancing debt, and reducing cash interest. Air Mobility delivered operational gains, with on-demand growth offsetting scheduled flying reductions. SurfOS, the cloud-based operating system, expanded internally and externally. SRFM remains committed to its electric powertrain program for the Cessna Grand Caravan. For 4Q25, revenue is expected at $25.5-$27.5 million, with an AJ EBITDA loss of $8.6-$8.5 million. Valuation indicates a range of 6.11 to 7.99 cents with a midpoint of 7.5s.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Valens Semiconductor Ltd. VLN Q3 25. Stonegate Capital Partners updates their coverage on Valens Semiconductor Ltd., reporting 3Q25 revenue of $17.3 million, surpassing guidance and marking sixth consecutive quarter of growth. GAAP gross margin was 63.0%, exceeding expectations. Adjusted EBITDA loss of $4.3 was better than expected. While momentum remains strong, tariff impacts pose a challenge, particularly in automotives. Valens saw growth in cross-industry business with revenue of $13.2 million, driven by VS3000 chipset adoption in Pro-AV. Automotive segment revenue decreased to $4.1 million due to tariff environment. Valens expanded into industrial machine vision and medical markets with strong financial standing and guidance for steady growth through 2026. Valuation models suggest a midpoint valuation of 4.92 cents. Stonegate Capital Partners provides investor relations and equity research services for public companies.
Investor news breaks. Micropolis Holding Co., NYSE American, MCRP. Bringing cutting-edge intelligence to the front lines of automation, Micropolis Holding Co., MCRP, is collaborating with NVIDIA's Inception program to enhance its AI-driven innovation. By integrating NVIDIA's GPUs and Orin Edge computing modules into its unmanned ground vehicles, Micropolis is able to process data in real time for safer and more efficient operation. This strategic partnership allows the robots to detect objects, plan paths, and predict environmental behaviors with low latency, even in remote settings. Micropolis specializes in designing, developing, and manufacturing UGVs, AI systems, and smart infrastructure for various applications. For more information, visit Micropolis's newsroom at the provided link.
Investor news breaks. NanoVerisides, an American NNVC, closes $6 million registered direct offering with concurrent private placement of warrants. NanoVerisides Inc., NYSE American NNVC, closed a $6 million registered direct offering with a single healthcare institutional investor, alongside a concurrent private placement of Series A and Series B warrants for an equal number of shares, with exercise prices of $1.75 and $2, respectively. The net proceeds will be used for working capital and general corporate purposes. AGP, Alliance Global Partners, acted as sole placement agent. NanoVerisides is a publicly traded clinical stage company creating nanomaterials for antiviral therapy. The company's lead drug candidate is NV387, a broad-spectrum antiviral drug for RSV, COVID, long COVID, influenza, and other respiratory viral infections. Nanovirucides is also developing drugs against various viral diseases. The company holds a worldwide exclusive perpetual license for several drugs targeting human viral diseases. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
HeartBeam Inc., NASDAQ B, advances remote cardiac diagnostics with HeartNexus partnership. HeartBeam Inc., listed on NASDAQ as BEAT, is pushing the boundaries of remote cardiac diagnostics through its partnership with HeartNexus. The HeartBeam system allows patients to easily record a 30-second ECG with a credit card-sized, cable-free device from anywhere. This collaboration ensures that board-certified cardiologists are available 24/7 to interpret the results for arrhythmia assessment and provide expert feedback. By teaming up with HeartNexus, HeartBeam aims to provide cardiologist-level ECG insights for arrhythmia assessment anytime, anywhere, making significant strides in the fight against cardiovascular disease, the leading cause of global mortality. Investor News Breaks, Supercom Lidded SPCB, reports Q3 and 9-month 2025 results, highlighted by margin expansion and strong global EM contract momentum. Supercom Lidded TB reported Q3 and 9-month 2025 results, showing revenue of $20.4 million and gross profit of $12.5 million, with a 61% margin. Operating income nearly tripled to $3 million, net income more than doubled to $6 million, and non-GAAP net income reached $9.3 million. In Q3, revenue was $6.2 million with a 60.8% gross margin. Supercom highlighted momentum with over 30 new EM contracts since mid-2024, including wins in Europe, Israel, and North America. The company provides advanced safety, identification, and security solutions globally, offering RFID and mobile technology for various industries. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Network News Breaks, Supercom Lilted, SPCB, reports Q3 and 9-month 2025 results, highlighted by margin expansion and strong global EM contract momentum. Supercom Lilted, listed on NASDAQ as SPCB, recently reported their financial results for Q3 and the 9 months ending September 30, 2025. Their 9-month revenue was $20.4 million, with a gross profit of $12.5 million and a gross margin of 61%. Operating income nearly tripled to $3 million, net income more than doubled to $6 million, and non-GAAP net income reached $9.3 million. In Q3, revenue was $6.2 million, with a gross margin of 60.8%. Supercom highlighted momentum with over 30 new EM contracts since mid-2024, expanding across the U.S., Europe, Israel, and North America. The company offers advanced safety, identification, and security solutions globally, catering to governments and organizations. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Supercom Lilted, SPC, expands further into Alabama with two new electronic monitoring contracts. Supercom Lilted, listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol SPCB, has expanded its presence in Alabama with two new electronic monitoring contracts. These contracts bring the total deployments in the state to 4 in less than a year. The agreements include a full system replacement from a legacy provider and a new deployment with a private EM service partner. This expansion highlights Supercom's continued growth in the U.S., with the company entering 12 new states since mid-2024. Supercom, a global provider of secured e-government, IoT, and cybersecurity solutions, is making significant strides in the electronic monitoring market, with over 30 U.S. contracts signed and 14 partnerships with service providers launched in the past year.
Investor News Breaks. Lantern Pharma, LTRN, reports Q3 2025 results and highlights AI-driven clinical progress. Lantern Pharma, NASDAQ-TRN, reported third quarter 2025 results, achieving all primary endpoints in the LP-184 Phase 1A trial with a 48% clinical benefit rate. The company plans Phase 1B2 studies in TNBC, NSCLC, and bladder cancer, supported by pharmacokinetic data. Lantern noted progress in its pediatric CNS cancer program and increased commercial interest in LP-284. Lantern Pharma is an AI company leveraging over 200 billion oncology-focused data points to accelerate oncology drug development, with a pipeline estimated to have a combined annual market potential over 15 billion US. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at s/ibn.fm/ltrn. Investor News Breaks. Sedge Media Corporation, NAT, signs LOI to acquire Triggy.ai to advance AI-driven engagement and monetization. Sedge Media Corporation, listed on NASDAQ under the tickers SIG and LTRYW, has signed a binding letter of intent to acquire Triggy.ai, a company specializing in AI technology for dynamic ad revenue formats and gamified engagement solutions. The acquisition is expected to close on or before Nov 28. Triggy.ai, founded by gaming and sports technology entrepreneurs, provides an AI engine used by international brands to boost engagement, dwell time, and conversions. Sedge Media plans to integrate Triggy's technology across its platforms to enhance content experiences and monetization. This move is seen as a significant step in strengthening Sedge Media's AI-powered digital ecosystem, as praised by executives from both companies.
Rock Breaks, ES Gold Corp, OTC, ESO. Featured in NNW editorial on precious metals demand in AI era. ES Gold Corp, traded as ESE on the C and ESF on the OTQB, has been featured in an editorial by Network Newswire discussing the growing demand for gold and silver in the AI industry. With technology demand for these metals increasing by 7% last year, ES Gold is strategically positioned to capitalize on this trend with its fully funded gold-silver project. The company's Montauban property in Quebec exemplifies responsible mining practices and offers both near-term production and long-term exploration potential. Investors can find more information about ES Gold in the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks, a specialized communications platform focused on the mining industry, provides in-depth insights and distribution services for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors and influencers.
Investor News Breaks, Alliance Creative Group, Inc., OTC-ACGX, reports Q3 progress as digital media and e-commerce portfolio expands. Alliance Creative Group, Inc.'s reported Q3 2025 results, showcasing progress in its digital transformation, with total assets of $1,132,342 and cash of $203,162. The company is shifting from real estate to a diverse range of AI-enhanced digital media, marketing, and e-commerce properties. ACGX has expanded its portfolio with new sites in various sectors, supported by numerous social channels. The company continues to invest in PeopleVine and has posted full financials on OTC Markets and its investor relations site. ACGX's parent holding company focuses on acquiring and scaling digital assets through a shared resource ecosystem, leveraging shared teams, tools, and traffic to help portfolio companies grow faster and operate more efficiently. For more information, visit gx.us. Investor News Breaks, Nightscope Inc., KSCP, posts higher Q3 revenue as product deliveries accelerate and cash position strengthens. Nightscope Inc., KSCP, recently reported higher Q3 revenue of $3.1 million, up from $2.5 million last year, driven by increased product deliveries. The gross loss widened to $1.6 million due to a non-cash inventory write-off. Operating expenses rose 10% to $7.9 million, while net loss improved to $9.5 million. The company's cash position strengthened, reaching $20.4 million, a $15.2 million year-over-year increase. Nightscope is dedicated to enhancing public safety through cutting-edge robotics and AI technologies, aiming to make the U.S. the safest country in the world. Learn more about Nightscope at www.nightscope.com. Mission IR News Breaks, Nexplat Corp, NXPL, NXPLW, reports Q3 2025 results, highlighted by cost reductions and improving healthcare trends. Nexplat Corp, NXPL, NXPLW, reported Q3 2025 results with $13.8 million in revenue, down from $15.4 million last year due to lower 340B pharmacy contract revenue. Operating expenses decreased to $4.7 million from $7.8 million, leading to a reduced net loss of $2.2 million. Gross margin declined to 19.9% from 23.2% on lower healthcare and e-commerce margins. NextPlat ended the quarter with $13.9 million in cash and repurchased 103,549 shares. The company focuses on providing healthcare and technology solutions globally through e-commerce and retail channels.
SafePro Group, Inc., NASDAQ SPAI, offers a strategic update and announces the closing of 14 million Ondas Holdings investment. SafePro Group, Inc., traded on NASDAQ under the symbol SPI, recently closed a $14 million private placement investment with strategic investors such as Ondas Holdings. The funding will be used for the development and integration of the company's AI-powered computer vision and threat detection technology. SafePro Group continues to collaborate with drone suppliers to equip drones with their technology, supporting the U.S. military. For more information on SafePro Group, visit their newsroom at the provided link.
Network news breaks. Max Power Mining, COTC MAXF89N, featured an NNW editorial on natural hydrogen's role in AI energy demand. Max Power Mining, a leader in the natural hydrogen sector, was featured in a recent NNW editorial discussing the role of natural hydrogen in meeting AI-driven energy demands. Max Power is the first publicly traded company in North America focused on commercial natural hydrogen, with a significant land position in Saskatchewan's Genesis Trend. The company has initiated drilling at the Lawson target, aiming to make one of the world's first commercial discoveries of this emission-free resource. Max Power is also actively involved in mineral exploration in the U.S. and Canada, including a diamond drilling discovery at the Wilcox Playa Lithium Project. For more information, visit Max Power's newsroom at the provided link.
Investor news breaks. SKYX Platforms Corp., SKYX, reports record Q3 revenue and expands global smart building deployments. SKYX Platforms Corp., traded on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol SKYX, recently announced record Q3 2025 revenue of $24 million, with an 8% sequential gross profit increase to $8 million and a 32% gross margin. The company also secured $13 million in cash and receivables, along with an additional $5 million financing from lead shareholders. SKYX is moving towards cash flow positivity, exiting 2025, extending $11 million in notes to 2030. The company is accelerating large-scale deployments of its advanced and smart plug-and-play technologies through new agreements with Global Ventures Group for Middle East units, a $3 billion Miami Smart City project, a 278-unit Texas development, and collaborations with Home Depot, Wayfair, and Parrotuncle. SKYX's safety code standardization efforts are gaining regulatory momentum, and its AI-driven e-commerce upgrade targets a 30% conversion lift. Management highlights a U.S. total addressable market of roughly $500 billion across 4.2 billion ceiling applications.
Network news breaks. ES Gold Corp., CSE ESAU ESAUF, featured an NNW editorial on precious metals demand in AI era. ES Gold Corp. traded on the CSE under the ticker symbol ESAU and on the OTQB under the ticker symbol ESAUF, has been featured in an editorial by Network Newswire. The editorial highlights the increasing demand for gold and silver in the AI industry as essential conductors. Data from the World Gold Council shows a 7% increase in technology demand for these metals. With AI technology driving growth in conductive metals, ES Gold is moving forward with its gold-silver project designed for near-term production and long-term scalability. The company, known for its clean mining and exploration innovation, is focused on sustainable resource recovery and exploration. For more information, visit ES Gold's newsroom.
Investor news breaks. SoberSafe Inc., OBR, posts triple-digit Q3 revenue growth and strong demand for SR Gen 2, SOBR Safe Inc., trading on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol SOBR, reported a 136.1% year-over-year increase in Q3 2025 revenue, driven by the strong demand for its SOBR Sure Gen 2 device. The device accounted for over 80% of quarterly revenue, contributing to annual recurring software revenue of $152,200, up 60.5%. The company sold 277 devices, refined its marketing strategy, and saw a 266% increase in website traffic. Despite a net loss widening to $2.2 million, SoberSafe remains focused on commercialization, expanding channel partnerships, and investing in product development and software capabilities for long-term growth.
Tech Media Breaks, Databricks Series K funding momentum highlights strength of Buttonwood offering, arranged by Joseph Gunner & Co. Databricks recently completed a $17,142,000 membership interest offering in its Series K, arranged by Buttonwood Group Advisors LLC, with Joseph Gunner & Co. LLC as the exclusive placement agent. The company has signed a Series K term sheet, valuing it at over $100 billion, to boost AI products like Agent Bricks and Lakebase. Databricks has surpassed a $4 billion revenue run rate, with AI products contributing over $1 billion. It has expanded partnerships with Microsoft and Google Cloud, embedding Azure Databricks and Gemini models. The company is navigating risks related to cloud provider dependencies, regulatory and privacy requirements, and increasing competition in the enterprise AI sector. How the switch to renewable energy can minimize ecological harm. The global transition to clean energy is crucial in the fight against climate change, but renewable infrastructure can also harm wildlife ecosystems. Panel arrays display species, blades harm flying animals, and river barriers disrupt aquatic ecosystems. Companies like GeoSolar Technologies Inc. are focusing on the energy transition by utilizing existing roof cover to minimize ecological harm. Green Energy Stocks, a platform dedicated to shaping the green economy, provides tailored corporate communication solutions for companies in the renewable energy sector. To learn more, visit greenenergystocks.com.
Backlash from big tech nudges EU to ease AI rules. The European Commission is planning to scale back some of its strictest AI and digital regulations, drawing criticism from privacy advocates accusing Brussels of yielding to pressure from major technology firms. The easing of the AI regulations in the EU could open opportunities for American tech entities, like Global Tech Corp, to enter the market. ANewsWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on the latest advancements in AI, delivering news, trends, and innovations in the industry.
Why Norway has recorded superior EV adoption compared to other countries? Norway has set a remarkable record in electric vehicle adoption, with 98.3% of new car sales being electric in September 2025. This achievement is the result of strategic planning, effective policies, and strong public support for clean energy. Companies like Rivian Automotive Inc. would benefit from similar measures in the U.S. market. Billion Dollar Club is a communications platform focusing on top companies, offering access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit BillionDollarClub.com.
Gold rallies as economic data solidifies Fed rate cut possibility. The price of gold rose by almost 3% this week, hitting 4,119 cents an ounce following the release of U.S. economic data. This has increased expectations of a Fed rate cut, driving investor demand for the precious metal. While the outlook for gold remains positive, market watchers warn of potential volatility if upcoming economic data surprises to the upside. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Lid, NYSE American, PLG, PTM are involved in the mining sector. Mining NewsWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, offering a range of services to help companies reach a wide audience.
Spark AI Inc. is SPAIF is one to watch. Spark AI Inc., listed as SPAI on the CSE and SPAIF on the OTCQB, has completed 15 years of research and development, resulting in registered patents and a proprietary zero-signature GPS-denied technology platform. The company has launched the Overwatch platform and expanded its technology suite through integrated modules including Atlas and Spark AI Mobile, broadening its applications across defense, rescue, and commercial operations. A preferred reseller agreement with Precision Technic Defense Group strengthens Spark AI's global distribution across Australia, Europe, and the United States. Integration with Q-Ground Control connects Spark AI's Overwatch platform to millions of drones powered by PX4 and Ardu Pilot. Spark AI develops next-generation GPS-free target acquisition system and autonomous navigation software for drones and edge devices, aiming to redefine situational awareness by merging advanced mathematics, AI modeling, and edge computing into a unified intelligence architecture.
Investor news breaks. PowerMax Minerals, Inc., PCMEX, OTCQB, WMFXF, T23, issues shares and initial payment under Pinard Project Option Agreement. PowerMax Minerals, Inc., OPWMXF, has issued 160,000 common shares and made an $18,000 initial payment as part of the option agreement to acquire 100% interest in the Pinard Rare Earths Project in Northern Ontario. The project covers a 255-claim, 5,178-ha property accessible by all-weather road and includes a 1.5% NSR that PowerMax may reduce to 1.0% through a $500,000 buyback. The project is situated within the Pinard Intrusive Rock Complex, an alkaline igneous system typical of the Kapuskasing subprovince and comparable to nearby Aree-bearing geology.
Mission IR News Breaks. Newton Golf Company, Inc., NWTG, posts triple-digit Q3 revenue growth and rising tour adoption of Newton Shaft technology. Newton Golf Company, Inc., NWTG, reported Q3 25 revenue of $2.8 million, up 113% year-over-year, with gross profit rising 115% to $1.73 million at a 67% margin. Nine-month revenue increased to $5.86 million, with cash totaling $2.55 million. The company reaffirmed full-year guidance of $7 million to $7.5 million, highlighting accelerating adoption of its Newton shafts across major tours, including more than 60 professionals on the PGA Tour Champions, LPGA, and Korn Ferry Tours. This is strengthening consumer demand and supporting continued growth for Newton Golf Company, a pioneering golf technology company redefining performance through physics-based engineering, precision design, and U.S.-based innovation.
Genesis Holdings selects DigiShares as white-label technology provider for Trivalio, its luxury-branded real estate STO platform. Genesis Holdings, Inc. region has chosen DigiShares as the white-label technology provider for its upcoming platform, Trivalio. This collaboration will enable Trivalio to issue, manage, and trade security tokens backed by luxury real estate assets. Trivalio aims to offer fractionalized access to exclusive properties in Latin America and Europe. With DigiShares technology, the platform ensures compliance and transparency through blockchain-based smart contracts. CEO Oscar Brito believes this partnership will provide global investors with access to high-value real estate assets in a secure and transparent manner. DigiShares CEO Klaus Schoening expressed excitement about the collaboration, highlighting the synergy between their technology and region's expertise in luxury real estate. Stay tuned for the launch of Trivalio, offering digital real estate offerings to accredited investors soon.
Falcon Energy Materials confirms robust economics in anode plant study, with $86 million initial CapEx and first production targeted for H2 2027. Offtake and testing advancing. Falcon Energy Materials PLC has confirmed robust economics in an anode plant study with an initial capex of $86 million and first production targeted for H2 2027. The technical study shows the strong financial and operational fundamentals of Falcon's vision to become a low-cost producer of coated, spheroidized, and purified graphite. The anode plant in Morocco will have an annual production target of 26,000 tons of CSPG and 19,000 tons of fines, with operating costs estimated at $3,168 per ton of CSPG. Falcon CEO Mathieu Boss stated that the technical study validates their approach and confirms their ability to deliver high-quality, low-cost CSPG at an industrial scale. The anode plant will leverage advanced technology, procurement chains, and recent process efficiencies to provide high-quality anode material at competitive costs to European and North American markets.
Lumen 8 Records announces dual release waves in trance, dance, and contemporary opera. Lumen 8 Records, under BF Alexander Music, is set to release two waves of music showcasing a diverse range of genres. The first wave, arriving on November 29th, features high-energy trance and dance tracks by international vocalists Alejandra Diego and Sergio G-Man. The second wave, launching on December 20th under Luminate Classica, introduces contemporary opera and classical crossover works performed by Alejandra. BF Alexander emphasizes the label's evolution into different musical realms, providing artists the freedom to explore their full potential. These releases are part of the independent collective's commitment to artist-owned rights and multi-genre innovation, available on major streaming platforms worldwide. Milwaukee marketer turns corporate downsizing into opportunity. Milwaukee marketing professional Eric Vallee turned corporate downsizing into an opportunity by launching Silver Fox MKE LLC, a digital marketing consultancy specializing in SEO services. With over 15 years of experience, Vallee serves over 20 clients across Wisconsin and the Midwest, delivering real results through tailored SEO consulting, technical audits, and advanced AI tools. Clients work directly with Vallee, who is committed to their success and focuses on improving Google visibility, driving qualified leads, and making the phone ring. Embracing the nickname Silver Fox, Vallee is proud of his journey and aims to help others grow through smart, sustainable SEO strategies. Mango AI's latest AI kissing video generator turns photos into kiss videos. Mango AI, known for its creative AI video tools, has introduced an AI kissing video generator. This innovative tool transforms static photos into realistic kiss videos with ease. Users select a kiss type, upload a photo, and the tool analyzes facial features to create high-quality kiss videos within minutes. Offering various kiss styles, from French kisses to gentle pecks, the tool uses advanced AI to generate lifelike animations. Users can download and share these videos for personal connections or professional content creation. The AI kissing video generator enhances emotional connections and opens up creative possibilities for users. To learn more, visit Mango AI, a leading software technology company specializing in AI-powered animation tools. Owner of Microcom Document Scanning says adieu after 46 years with the company. After 46 years with Microcom Systems, owner Craig Hollingham is saying adieu as he prepares for retirement. Craig started at MCS in 1981 and became the sole owner in 2010. With retirement on the horizon, Craig explored his options and found a buyer in Consentia Inc. of Edmonton. Effective December 1, 2025, Consentia will take over MCS, ensuring a smooth transition for the Vancouver document scanning business. Craig feels confident in handing over the reins to Consentia, a Canadian company with a track record of customer satisfaction. For more information about Microcom Systems and their document management solutions, visit their website at microcomsys.com or call 604-872-6771. Quick Contract Review builds on early media momentum, extends $19 AI contract review for small business owners. QuickContractReview.com is extending its $19 AI contract review offer to provide affordable contract clarity to small business owners nationwide. Traditional legal reviews can be costly and time-consuming, but Quick Contract Review simplifies the process with AI-driven language analysis and trained reviewers, returning a clear report within hours. Founder Clint McDonald emphasizes the importance of contract clarity for all business owners. Upload your contract. Receive a clarity report in hours. Visit QuickContractReview.com to take advantage of the $19 introductory offer. Quick Contract Review LLC, based in Phoenix, Arizona, aims to make contract confidence accessible to businesses of all sizes through AI-powered analysis and human-reviewed reports.
The Platform Group publishes Vision 2030, EUR 3 billion in revenue, significant margin increase, and growth to 40,000 partners. The Platform Group AG, a leading software company for platform solutions, has published its long-term corporate development plan, Vision 2030. The plan aims to achieve revenue of at least EUR 3 billion, with a GMV of over EUR 4.5 billion by 2030, along with a double-digit margin. To achieve this, TPG plans to expand internationally, increase industries served to over 50, and intensify M&A activities. the company also plans to implement an AI-first and cost-reduction program to improve profitability. TPG has defined three growth pillars for Vision 2030: scale, synergy, and M&A. The management board aims to achieve a double-digit margin through internal measures, portfolio optimization, and an AI-first strategy. CFO Bjørn Minier emphasized the company's goal to reach double-digit margins and strengthen profitability. TPG also aims to generate strong operating cash flow and maintain a conservative financing strategy. A conference call will be held on November 13, 2025, to discuss Vision 2030 and current M&A topics.
Benzinga Virtual Events unveiling the Cboe Magnificent 10 Index, a new way to trade tech titans. Join Cboe and Benzinga for an exclusive pre-launch webinar introducing the Cboe Magnificent 10 Index, a new benchmark capturing U.S. large-cap technology and growth. This thematic equal-weighted index features the Magnificent 7 stocks plus AMD, Broadcom, and Palantir. Hosted by industry experts Henry Schwartz and Gianni DiPoci, this free live session will provide insights into the MGTN Index's design, methodology, and product suite. Learn about the upcoming launch of options and futures on MGTN, offering efficient exposure to today's growth leaders. Whether you're a trader, portfolio manager, or market enthusiast, don't miss this event on Thursday, November 13th, 2025 at 11 a.m. EST. Register for free at Benzinga's website.
Beeline Holdings, BLNE, achieves cash flow positivity in lending operations, prices $7.4 million registered direct offering. Beeline Holdings, the emerging digital mortgage lender and SaaS platform, announced that its lending entity achieved cash flow positivity in October, positioning the company to reach overall cash flow positivity by Q1 2026. The company priced its $7.4 million registered direct offering of 4,620,000 shares of common stock, expected to close on or about November 12, 2025. With a debt-free balance sheet since September, Beeline does not anticipate further capital raises to fund operations. The scalable, AI-driven SaaS mortgage platform has shown roughly 30% quarterly revenue growth and a 91% year-to-date unit increase. Proceeds from the offering will support general corporate purposes, working capital, warehouse requirements, and redemption of Series E preferred stock, avoiding the issuance of approximately 800,000 shares through non-dilutive execution. Heartbeam, recognized as a top global innovator in portable ECG technology. Heartbeam, a medical technology company, has been recognized as a global IP and technology leader in portable cardiac diagnostics by PatentVest's Total Cardiac Intelligence Report. The company ranked second worldwide in 12 lead ECG innovation among 243 firms analyzed, highlighting its influence in cardiac monitoring technology. Heartbeam's proprietary synthesis ECG system captures the heart's electrical signals in three dimensions, allowing physicians to obtain vital information for patient care. The company's 3D ECG technology received FDA clearance for arrhythmia assessment in December 2024, with the 12-lead ECG synthesis software currently under FDA review. Heartbeam is dedicated to transforming cardiac health management with innovative solutions for remote care. Biomed news breaks, Orogenix Inc., OGN, regains NYSE compliance, advances toward first clinical trial, and expands AI-driven neurology pipeline. Orogenix Inc., a clinical-stage biotechnology company, has regained full NYSE American compliance and made significant progress in the third quarter of 2025. They have established clinical infrastructure in Australia and are preparing for their first-ever Phase 2A trial of ONP-002. Additionally, Orogenix has entered into a strategic collaboration with Receptor AI to expand their neurological therapeutics pipeline using artificial intelligence. CEO Janet Huffman stated, "We're not building a one-drug company. We're building a neurological therapeutics platform." Orogenix is focused on revolutionizing neurological care through proprietary intranasal delivery technology with the goal of addressing brain-related conditions. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided URL. Supercom Ltd. partners with B2i Digital as featured company to expand investor awareness. Supercom Ltd., a Tel Aviv-based provider of electronic monitoring solutions for governments worldwide, has been named a B2I Digital featured company. With a focus on offender electronic monitoring services, Supercom's Pure Security Suite offers innovative technology solutions to address public safety challenges. The company's IoT division has seen significant growth, achieving a 41.7% compound annual growth rate from 2021 to 2024. Supercom's international footprint includes over 15 national electronic monitoring projects, demonstrating their competitive positioning in the market. With a strong focus on research and development, Supercom has invested over $45 million, resulting in 119 issued patents. The company's partnership with B2I Digital will help them communicate their value proposition to a broader investor audience as they continue their global expansion strategy. Investor news breaks. Knightscope Inc., KSCP, achieves $1 million in new contracts and renewals, expands growth across security and communication technologies. Knightscope Inc., KSCP, has achieved a significant milestone with $1 million in new contracts and renewals, showcasing the increasing demand for its autonomous security and emergency communication solutions. The company secured over 60 new emergency communication device sales across various sectors and hundreds of renewals, expanding its recurring revenue base. Knightscope also obtained 8 new machine-as-a-service subscriptions for its autonomous security robots and 7 renewals in industries like healthcare and gaming. This success highlights Knightscope's position as a leader in technology-driven safety infrastructure and its ability to generate predictable, data-driven recurring revenue. Learn more about Knightscope's innovative solutions at w.knightscope.com.
Biomed news breaks. NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc., NASDAQ NRXP, to report Q3 2025 financial results and host conference call on November 17th. NRx Pharmaceuticals NRXP will report its third quarter 2025 financial results on November 17th, followed by a conference call at 8:30 a.m. ET to discuss updates. The company is focused on developing therapeutics for central nervous system disorders, including suicidal depression, chronic pain, and PTSD. NRx has filed an abbreviated new drug application and initiated a new drug application filing for NRX-100 for the treatment of suicidal depression. For more information, visit NRx Pharmaceuticals newsroom at h/ibn.fm/nrxp. MissionIR News Breaks, Seed Media Corporation, NASDAQ, SEGLW, expands Sports.com brand with NBA yearbook campaign, covering 7 iconic franchises. SEG Media Corporation, parent company of Sports.com, has expanded its brand with the NBA yearbook campaign covering 7 iconic franchises for the 2025-26 season. The campaign includes full-page advertisements in premier NBA team yearbooks, such as the Boston Celtics, Chicago Bulls, Golden State Warriors, and more. This move is part of SEG Media's U.S. marketing strategy, following a successful NFL yearbook initiative in 25 stadiums. SEG Media aims to build a global sports media conglomerate with new fan engagement and content initiatives planned for 2026. Chairman, President, and CEO Matthew McGann highlighted the company's visibility within top sports leagues, including the NFL, NBA, and IndyCar. For more information, visit the SEG Media newsroom. Investor news breaks. Anovis Bio Inc., ANVS, reports major clinical and corporate milestones as Phase 3 Alzheimer's trial advances toward completion. Anovis Bio Inc., a late-stage clinical drug platform company, reported significant progress in the third quarter of 2025. The company fully activated all 84 sites in its Phase 3 Alzheimer's study and announced promising biomarker data from its Phase 2-3 trial. Recent achievements include transferring patents to a new crystal form of buntanetap with IP protection through 2046, publishing supportive pharmacokinetic data, and appointing Mark Guerin as CFO. President and CEO Maria Maciachini stated that every element is aligned as they move toward data readouts and an NDA submission. Anovis Bio is dedicated to addressing neurodegeneration in diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, with a focus on improving patient outcomes and quality of life. Investor news breaks. Suntex Enterprises Inc., OTX, achieves OTCID verified status and appoints Javier Leal as CEO to lead corporate restructuring and growth initiative. Suntex Enterprises Inc. has achieved OTCID verified status on OTC markets and appointed Javier Leal as CEO to lead a corporate restructuring and growth initiative. Leal's strategy focuses on compliance, governance, and acquiring revenue-generating assets, with multiple announcements expected in Q4. The company's updated OTC markets profile will reflect current leadership, operational initiatives, and new disclosures aligned with its advancement plan. Suntex Enterprises is committed to transparency and operational readiness, aiming to drive sustainable growth and shareholder value through innovation, performance, and transparency.
Investor news breaks: Silvercorp Metals Inc., SVM, See American SVM, announces CFO transition and key finance appointments. Silvercorp Metals Inc., SVM, announced CFO transition and key finance appointments. Derek Liu retired as CFO after nearly a decade, staying on in a consulting role. Winnie Wong is now interim CFO, bringing over 15 years of corporate finance experience. Lei Wu was named corporate controller, joining from New Gold Inc. These appointments highlight Silvercorp's commitment to financial governance and talent development. Silvercorp is a Canadian mining company producing silver, gold, lead, and zinc with a focus on profitability and growth potential. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Moriast to commence feasibility studies to develop up to 500 megawatts of renewable energy projects in Timor-Leste. Moriast Holdings Limited will conduct feasibility studies to develop up to 500 megawatts of renewable energy projects in Timor-Leste. The studies will focus on floating wind, solar, hydroelectric, tidal, current, and wave energy sources. This initiative is part of a plan to accelerate Timor-Leste's transition to renewable energy and achieve 100% national electrification by 2030. Moriast will also upgrade grid transmission, set up pilot microgrids, explore power and hydrogen fuel export, and introduce smart grid technologies. The company will have exclusivity for 12 months to conduct studies before entering into a formal project development agreement, likely in the first half of 2026. Moriast, a leader in mooring solutions, sees significant potential in Timor-Leste for floating renewable energy projects. Investor news breaks: Roth Capital Partners to host 14th annual Roth Technology Conference, November 18 to 19 in New York City. Roth Capital Partners will host the 14th annual Roth Technology Conference on November 18 to 19, 2025, at the Hard Rock Hotel in New York City. The event will connect institutional investors with executives from about 110 growth companies in sectors like enterprise software, AI, semiconductors, cybersecurity, digital media, and blockchain. The conference will include one-on-one meetings, a fireside chat on crypto and capital markets, and a presentation on AI data centers. Mark Lewis, Managing Director Roth, highlights technology as a dynamic sector for alpha generation. Attendance is by invitation only. Roth is an investment bank providing capital raising, equity research, M&A advisory, and more. InvestorWire is a communications platform focusing on press release syndication for companies and the investment community.
Investor news breaks: Gaxos.ai Inc., Nasdaq GXAI to present at WATEC conference in Warsaw, Poland. Gaxos.ai Inc. AI has announced its participation in the upcoming WATEC conference in Warsaw, Poland on December 16 to 17, 2025. CEO Vadim Matz expressed excitement about engaging with technology leaders and innovators to accelerate the growth of Gaxos AI offerings. The company is focused on redefining the human-AI relationship with applications in health, wellness, and gaming. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. InvestorWire is a communications platform specializing in wire-grade press release syndication for private and public companies, providing access to a vast network of solutions for reaching target markets and enhancing corporate communications.
Network news breaks: Global Tech Corp, OTC GLTK, reports 10% revenue growth for Q3 2025 and expanding AI, blockchain, and fintech initiatives. Global Tech Corporation, GLTK, reported a 10% revenue growth for the third quarter of 2025, reaching $5.5 million, driven by strong telecom and broadband performance. The operating loss narrowed to $516,000 from $1 million a year ago, with a net loss of $713,000 or 5 per share. CEO Dan Green highlighted new leadership appointments and expanding commercial readiness in AI, blockchain, and fintech initiatives. Recent milestones include a Hyperledger-based blockchain project for a UK client, the US rollout of the BillCare subscriber management platform, and the near-term commercialization of the CadNZ digital lending solution. These efforts, under Frank Parrish's leadership, position global tech for sustainable growth in 2026 and beyond. Europe needs to prioritize small compact EVs, experts say. Europe's small car industry, once known for creativity and affordability, has lost its spark. Experts suggest prioritizing smaller and more compact EVs to increase sales. Brands like Bollinger Innovations Inc. could consider this option. Tech Media Wire is a specialized communications platform focusing on companies driving the future of technology, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit Tech Media Wire's website. The clean energy breakthrough that could power the AI era. Artificial intelligence is reshaping the world's energy landscape, driving the need for scalable, low-carbon energy sources. Max Power Mining Corp is leading the way with natural hydrogen exploration in Canada's energy-friendly corridor. The company recently began drilling its inaugural natural hydrogen well, aiming to make one of the world's first commercial discoveries of this clean, emission-free resource. Max Power is positioning itself among energy innovators like Amazon.com Inc., NextEra Energy Inc., and Toyota Motor Corp. in the race for sustainable energy sources. UK government announces $18.4 million in awards to support quantum computing projects. British officials have allocated $18.4 million in awards to support over a dozen quantum computing projects. The Quantum Sensing Mission Primer awards aim to deploy quantum computers that surpass current supercomputers by 2036. Science Minister Patrick Vallance called the technology revolutionary, highlighting its potential to transform medical diagnostics and reduce computation times from decades to seconds. The UK has committed a total of $880 million to advance quantum technology development in the country. American firms like D-Wave Quantum Inc. are racing to commercialize quantum computing innovations.
Nikola Mining Inc. NIM OTCQF, positioned for growth as Florida-based Noble Capital Markets highlight strong fundamentals. Nikola Mining Inc., listed on the TSX.V as NIM and on the OTCQB as EF, is positioned for growth according to Florida-based Noble Capital Markets. Noble's analysis highlights Nikola's dual-track strategy of advancing exploration while generating operating income, setting it apart from its peers. The upcoming 2026 exploration program at Treasure Mountain is a key focus. Noble reaffirmed Nikola's outperform rating with a price target of $1.20 per share. The report praises Nikola's balanced business model, strong exploration potential, and active cash flow from the Merritt Mill. With projects in British Columbia, Nikola is seen as well-positioned to unlock value while maintaining financial discipline. For more information on Nikola Mining, visit their newsroom. The hidden force behind the AI revolution. Artificial intelligence is revolutionizing the tech industry, with gold and silver playing a crucial role in powering AI hardware. ES Gold Corp. is at the forefront of meeting the increasing demand for these precious metals, with technology demand for gold growing by 7% last year alone. As AI infrastructure expands globally, the need for conductive metals is expected to rise significantly. ES Gold Corp. is strategically positioned to address this demand with a fully funded gold-silver project geared for near-term production and sustainable growth. Industry giants like Meta Platforms Inc., Tesla Inc., and Nvidia Corp. are also part of this evolving ecosystem. To learn more about this exciting development, visit networknewswire.com for additional information.
Imminent end to government shutdown boosts industrial metal prices. Prices of industrial metals like copper and aluminum have risen as the U.S. Senate passed a bill to end the government shutdown. Tor Metals Inc., TSX.T, involved in copper exploration, is monitoring the situation. The bill now awaits consideration in the House of Representatives before reaching Trump's desk. For more updates on Tor Metals Inc., visit the company's newsroom. Roxen Stocks offers insights into the mining industry and is part of the Dynamic Brand Portfolio at IBN. Stay informed by visiting roxenstocks.news for the latest news and updates. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7 pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.